This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies in for Terry Gross. The new season of TV's American Idol starts on Tuesday, but four previous Idol stars, Taylor Hicks, Fantasia Barrino, Kelly Pickler, and Chris Daughtry, have all put out albums within weeks of each other. Rock critic Ken Tucker says their styles vary widely, but that quality control is a common problem.
That's Kelly Pickler, the American Idol finalist who seemed to enjoy playing the role of ditzy blonde during her appearances on this country's most popular talent show. For her major label debut, the North Carolina native has turned out a country album that's completely respectable by the current standards of the Nashville industry. Which is to say, if you think acts like Rascal Flatts and Sugarland are making country music as opposed to twangy pop, you'll like Kelly Pickler well enough. The song I played at the start of this review, Red High Heels, is a top 10 country hit, and her album, Small Town Girl, fits the American Idol template. Emphasize your humble roots, suggest heartache without ever veering into despair or agony. By contrast, aching hard rock, not country, is the genre for Chris Daughtry, the Idol finalist who fronts a band called Daughtry. Like Pickler, Daughtry sidles up to real feelings without actually tapping into them. Unlike her, he likes to yell about this situation rather than croon about it.
I was blown away. What could I say? It all seemed to make sense. You're taking away everything, and I can't deal with that. I try to see the good in life, but good things in life are hard to find.
That's Chris Daughtry, sounding, unfortunately, like 57 other generic hard rockers. The American Idol conundrum is this. A contestant emerges from the TV series with a built-in audience that gives him or her an enormous advantage over any other new artist in the marketplace. But what the TV fans want is for you to retain the same persona you presented to them on the show, which is usually some variation on the humble novice. But to prove you're a legitimate artist, you have to demonstrate expertise. You have to veer off the middle of the road that made you appeal to the broadest range of people with cell phones who'll vote you to become the American Idol. Some can maneuver this tightrope. Carrie Underwood, for example, has sold millions of country pop tunes and won all sorts of country awards. And then there's Clay Aiken, the hero of some teeny boppers and grandparents, and now known mostly for getting into a public spat with TV host Kelly Ripa. What can I say? It's a tough gig. One of the few idols who's made artistically challenging and satisfying music is Fantasia Barrino. On her new album, she works with Big Boy from Outkast to perform a solid chunk of hip-hop called Hood Boy.
So let me tell you about a player I know. 6 foot four, shoots 25, he's all the way alive. See where I come from, we like a mic that he don't talk smack, he just twists caps. So that's the only kind of dude I'm demanding. And every girl like me understand it.
Finally, there's this past season's winner, Taylor Hicks. the prematurely white-haired leader of fans who've been dubbed the Soul Patrol, his audience responds to his raspy voice because that sound has a place in rock history, even if you're too young to know who Joe Cocker or Tom Waits or Ray Charles is. Raspy white boy funk is not Hicks's shtick. It's what he knows, and it's what is packaged neatly on his self-titled debut.
It's a whole new education. I'm learning from you all the time. There's no need for explanation. Your examples do just fine. I'm getting an A in broken hearts. I got my
Unfortunately for Hicks, the kind of soul music he's drawn to is better communicated with more furtiveness or frustration or anger or lust. None of these qualities behooves a freshly minted American idol. Maybe after some of that luster is tarnished a bit, he'll make another record that'll dig deeper within himself and go to emotional places where the soul cannot be patrolled.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly.